Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Sports Illustrated's David Epstein as much as I did. Boy, when the sports magazine for America goes green, you know we are finally penetrating mainstream consciousness. Well, one magazine that is always green in content is On Earth. It comes from our friends at the Natural Resources Defense Council. And this month's cover story is by a senior editor at The New Yorker, Peter Canby. It's called Deadly Sonar, the U.S. Navy Bears Down on Whales and the Scientists Who Study Them. The article reveals a basic conflict of interest that may be interfering with scientific understanding about harm to marine mammals from military sonar and other forms of intense underwater noise. The conflict results from the fact that the Navy is both a principal generator of intense underwater noise, it uses sonar to locate submarines, and also controls 70% of the funding spent on marine mammal research in the U.S. That's making it difficult to develop mitigation steps that might protect whales and dolphins, which often strand or die in large numbers after naval sonar exercises. Our regular contributor from NRDC, Daniel Heinerfeld, spoke about the situation with Michael Jasny, a senior policy analyst at NRDC. Jasny is a Harvard-trained lawyer and a recognized expert on the science and policy of ocean noise.
There's been an explosion of research in the area of ocean noise and its impact on marine mammals. About 10 years ago, virtually no one was aware of the situation. And then all of a sudden, scientists started seeing very unusual mass strandings, mass deaths of whales occurring in various spots around the world where the U.S. Navy and other navies were running their exercises. I don't think there's any question. There's no reasonable scientific debate that sonar kills whales. The principal question is why, how, and what to do about it. And therein lies the rub.
With 70% of marine mammal research funded by the U.S. Navy itself, answering those questions accurately is challenging, to say the least.
When that much money is poured by a stakeholder into a single scientific field, there's a potential for lots of problems. I think a lot of people would imagine a Godfather situation of somebody taking a scientist in the back room and saying, "I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You know, say what I like, or I'm going to cut off your funding." I think the big impact is more subtle.
In many cases, the impact is a reluctance by marine scientists to speak up about what they know.
I can tell you, having worked on this issue for quite a few years now, that there isn't a single instance where we attempted to advocate for more environmental protection. When I didn't go to at least one scientist who said, "I agree with you completely, I support your position on the science, but I and or my institution gets funding from the Navy, and so I'm a little concerned about going public." That's a real problem. It's a real problem when researchers, when real experts in a complicated and highly technical field of science feel constrained from speaking their minds and contributing to the public debate that surrounds the issue.
The concern many scientists feel is the direct result of aggressive actions by the U.S. Navy to silence its critics. In 2001, for instance, the Navy had applied to the National Marine Fisheries Service for a permit to operate an incredibly powerful new kind of low-frequency sonar system. The system, known as LFA sonar, is loud enough to be heard across the entire Pacific Ocean basin. The Fisheries Service soon received a letter from a group of scientists concerned about the impact on marine mammals. The letter criticized the Navy's scientific conclusions.
What happened is that the program manager of that sonar system, not liking what he read, had a communication with the funder of their research and said, "Hey, look, this presents a real problem for us. Aren't you the one who should be talking to these guys?" And sure enough, the head of research at the Navy called up the scientists and had what he described in an email as a scorching conversation with them. That's a kind of direct interference of operational Navy with research that can have a stultifying effect on scientists. And not only does it affect the scientists who are pressured in that way, but as the facts are eventually published, it creates real concern, no doubt, for others who might be similarly situated.
Common sense measures such as avoiding rich marine mammal habitat can reduce harm from sonar, but truly protecting whales and dolphins will require much more research.
Marine mammals are extremely difficult to study in the wild. It can take decades to determine whether a population is crashing, whether it's going through the kind of catastrophic decline that in terrestrial species might be identifiable over a few years. And this is partly because the oceans are still largely opaque to us, and it's partly because marine mammals are, many of them anyway, are extraordinarily long-lived. And so demographic effects tend to be detectable at a far slower rate. It's vitally important under the circumstances that researchers really focus on mitigating harm and finding out ways in which humans can go about conducting their activities without inflicting the kind of harm on marine mammals that will drive populations into extinction.
Unfortunately, Jasny says, that is not the current focus of marine mammal research, largely because of the Navy's fundamental conflict of interest.
The present mechanisms of funding are not in the long-term interest of anybody, of the Navy, of conservationists, of marine mammals, and certainly not of scientists. Ultimately, if you're going to make policy on the basis of science, you've got to have confidence in that science. And when you set up a funding system that raises questions about the science, just as we've seen in the pharmaceutical industry and the tobacco industry, it makes it awfully hard to make policy.
NRDC is now trying to change the way marine mammal science is funded. The organization is supporting legislation proposed last year by Senator Barbara Boxer of California that would provide $15 million over 5 years for research into ocean noise. The money, however, would be distributed by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, not by the U.S. Navy. For EcoTalk and NRDC, this is Daniel Heinerfeld in Los Angeles.
Thanks, guys, and you can read Peter Camby's article about the politics and funding of marine mammal science in the current issue of On Earth magazine. You can find it online at www.onearth.org. We'll be right back.